Now, today is Father's Day. Scripturally speaking, the father is the one upon whom the household is built. He is the one who is supposed to be the master builder. He constructs the home. With me? Now, I know there's problems with that. I know that there are some homes in this place who don't have fathers, or who have fathers who don't live for Christ or even know Christ. And I know that all of that brings problems to what I just said. We wonder, how do we work this out? But given all the problems that our culture has thrown on the scriptural model of the home, given all that, this sermon, the one I'm going to preach today, is dedicated to fathers, to every father present in this room. And it is dedicated to you to remind you that you are called by God to be the master builder in your home. Okay, you ready? I want to sing it. You want to sing with me? The wise man built his house upon the rock. Come on. The wise man built his house upon the rock. The wise man built his house upon the rock. As rain came tumbling down. Stop. Okay, just stop right there. Keep the thought. The text, which was set before you this morning, begins again with a rhetorical question from Jesus Christ himself. Jesus says, "Why do you call me Lord, Lord, but do not do what I say?" Now, you ready for this? There is an absurdity implied in that question. Do you see it? I mean, if you respect someone deeply enough to call them your Lord, it means that you believe that that person has authority over you and that you are committed to surrender yourself to that authority because you believe that it is in your best interest to do so. Got it? The implication is that you will do what that person says out of some sense of obligation to them and the belief that if you do it, you yourself will prosper. Therefore, to call someone Lord and to deliberately ignore their words is, excuse the expression, ridiculously stupid. Mm-hmm. Now it says, preach a little. There are some people in this room who are really stupid. Ridiculously stupid. Because you come here week after week and by your coming profess that Jesus Christ is Lord. But then you don't do what he says. There are so many of us Christians who call ourselves Christians. So many of us who are trying to build our homes without even listening to the words of Jesus Christ. Jesus' point in all that follows is, as I have already said, it is ridiculously stupid to call him Lord, but not follow his teachings. Let me try this a little different way. I'll be a little more positive. I tend to be a negative person. You all know that. You've been around me for a while. Mm-hmm. Let's do it the positive way. Jesus said, "If you love me, you will obey me." So if you love Jesus and he is indeed your Lord, obey him. Because if you don't obey him, you are belying your confession that he is Lord. You are basically saying by your stubborn refusal to listen that he ain't. And guess what? If you're not living according to the teachings of the Lord, he isn't your Lord, no matter what your mouth may say. Okay, shall I sit down now? Jesus told the crowd that day that he would show them what the master builder should be like. He would show them what it looked like if a man listened to him and put his words into practice. Jesus said that a wise builder digs down deep and lays a firm foundation. Jesus declares that his teachings, the things he says to us in the Holy Scripture, are foundational. They are the firm foundation upon which a life or a home is built. Jesus' teachings are foundational. I want to say to you just briefly here, the foundation ain't optional. Okay? We'll get there in a minute, but just keep that in mind. Jesus' teachings are foundational. He says, number two, that a wise builder, a master builder, lays the foundation on solid rock. See, you can lay a firm foundation on shifting sand. And if you put your firm foundation on shifting sand, it will move and crack and break and things will fall apart. The solid rock upon which we lay the foundational teachings of the Master is Jesus Christ. The confession is that he is your Savior and your Lord. A life built even on the foundational teachings of Jesus Christ without that basic confession underneath it is like a solid foundation laid on shifting sand. It will crack and it will fall apart. And get ready, because here it comes. If you are sitting in this place today and you are trying, you're struggling to build your life on the teachings of the Scripture, but you know in your heart that you have not yet surrendered the lordship of your life to Jesus Christ, all your effort is in vain. Those solid foundational teachings are nothing unless they are laid on the confession that Jesus Christ is Lord. And every man in this place today needs to make that confession again. You need to surrender your heart today to Jesus Christ. You need to start building on him, because he is the solid rock. And without it, everything in life will fall apart. So I call upon you right now, men. If you are sitting in this place today and you know in your heart that you are not surrendered to Jesus Christ, even though you may have said publicly that he is Lord, you know you have not meant it. Now is the moment. Right now, at this moment, you say to him, become my Lord. Because he is the rock upon which life lays. And if it's on anything else, it's shifting sand, and it will break and it will fall apart. And not only will you struggle because of it, men, but your homes too will fall apart. Because unless the foundation is laid on the solid rock, there's nothing under it but shifting sand. Number three, Jesus said the master builder, the wise builder, discovers that the teachings of Jesus provide security. For though the wise man builds his house upon the rock, the rains do come down, don't they? And the scripture never says that they won't. In fact, quite the opposite. It tells you that if you walk through this sin-dominated world, you will have trouble. If you're not having it today, get ready, because it's coming. And you, in and of yourself, are powerless before it. As strong as you may be, as smart as you are, life will overcome you. You can't do it alone. When the storms come, and they will come, the foundational teaching of Jesus Christ laid on the solid confession that He is Savior and Lord, bring the house safely through the storm. Oh, it may be battered. It may be torn, but it will be intact. The house holds together in the worst of storms because it is laid on the solid foundation of Jesus' teaching, based on the rock itself, Jesus Christ, who is Lord. I once had a man, big, strong man, who will be here in the next service. And I'm talking to him about his commitment to Jesus Christ, and I said to him, you know, what is it to you? Why are you so firm in your commitment to Jesus Christ now? And he said, because in my son and daughter's life, I'm the biggest, strongest thing that they know. And what I want them to understand is it big and strong is not enough. They need Jesus. But he who attempts to build the house without putting the teachings of Jesus Christ into effect is a man, according to Jesus, who builds on shifting sand. He does not even bother, says Jesus, to lay a foundation. So when the storms come, and they will come, his house falls. In other words, the wise man builds his house upon the rock. And that rock is Jesus Christ. And the house, which is built on the rock with a secure foundation, the teachings of Jesus Christ, will stand even in the storms of life, because the foundation of it is solid on the rock. It will not crack, and that house will stand. So, fathers, are you the master builder? Carefully building your house upon the firm foundation, the teachings of Jesus Christ, and declaring him to all, declaring to all your family that he is your